Okay, so the Gemara says like this. We just finished off bringing down different brises discussing Egla Arufo, that's allowed to that an Egla Arufo is not allowed to carry a all, it's not allowed to carry a yoke, it's not allowed to have any work done with it. So the Gemara brought down a statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav that said like this. Hiniach aleh oida shel zak, and you put on it a bundle of sacks. Psula, it becomes puzzle. Right? I mean, you put on a paraduma, a bundle of sacks, but right away, immediately, becomes invalid to use. And egla takes until you actually move it, until you schlep it, yeah? So the Gemara discussed that. I'm sure everybody went over and remembers it. And basically, the Gemara was saying different rayas that it could be. How do we know other... You would think maybe it's specifically in all... Maybe specifically a yoke, had you know Shara Vaidis, and more somebody learned it out from a Kav Chaymer, or maybe learned it out from a Gzer Sekosif, yeah? Now the Gemara asks a totally brand new question, yeah? It says like this, Umimakam Shabasa, yeah? And if you, the place that you're coming from, it's this, is everyone with me? Mike, are you with me? Do you remember what we got up to?
No.
That's why we make the recording available. When we walk up to Bossa.
8 times down in the morning.
I got it.
Okay. Basically, the Gemara is asking a question. I'm going to speak it out first outside because this, I don't know. Basically, if we're learning at Paraduma from Egla Arufo, right? Which is what we're doing, right?
Oil.
So then, how could Paraduma have a more stringent din than Egla Arufo? For your question, we mock him Shabasa, and from the place that you're learning out, we mock him the place you're coming from. We mock him means from the place Shabasa that you're coming from, meaning you're coming from Egla, doesn't even have that din, so how could you learn it out? Good. Okay. Zok the Gemara, yeah, mal halon, just like over there, atcha timshech, until it pulls it, afkan, also over here, atcha timshech. Right, just like by Eglarufa, it's until you pull it, and before then it's not invalid, after you pull it, it is invalid. Afkan, also by Paradum, it should only become invalid once you pull it. So Zok the Gemara,
that's a question.
What?
That's a question.
That is all the question.
Because we saw that it becomes invalid even when you don't pull it.
Right, that was the din of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, exactly. And we're henceforth going to call it just Rab's Din of putting a sack, because you read the name of Rab, so it's Rab's Din.
It would be a chumra
more than Behadi. From where did you learn it out? Daya Lovis Lis Kenida. The Gemara always says that. It's enough to be like the place that you learned it out. Yeah? So the Gemara is answering this. Tanoi to Machlikis Tanoi. The Ikka the Maisi Lame Egla are those that learned it out from the Arufa. The Ikka the Maisi Lame Gu for the Par. Now those that learned the Dinam itself out from Paradum itself. So, in short, and to summarize the Gemara, forward, we're answering the question by saying that obviously Rav doesn't learn it out from Egla Arufa, he's going to learn it out rather from Parah itself. He's going to look at the Pesukim and learn it out from Parah in the Pesukim of Parah itself and not learn it out from Egla. Because if you learn it out from Egla, you would have a serious problem that Egla doesn't have this Chumra.
Just that Chumra? You'll learn that just that Chumra from somewhere else? And everything
Chumra will learn everything, yeah, we'll see. That will be the Gemara. Okay. Zok the Gemara. Okay, so Tanoi it's a machlokes Tanoim. The Ikka the Ma'isi Lamigu. Those learn out from Egla Arufa. The Ikka on there are those the Ma'isi Lamigu for the Parah that learn it out from Parah Duma itself. The Tanya we learn oil. It says in the pasuk. Oh, I would like to review the pasukim now. So let's go look it over again. Pasuk Beis. You should take a paraduma to mimo, complete a sha'im ba'mum, doesn't have a mum. Asher, keyword, asher, that loy, Allah did not go on it, Allah, again, on it, oh, asher, Allah didn't go on it. It's a double lashon of going on it, all is a yoke, yeah? The Tanya, all, ainli, ella, all. Yoke, you would think specifically only a yoke shah, but this manai, and how do I know other types of work would render a paraduma invalid? Yeah? Tamad loyma asher loy ola ola ol. It says in the pasuk asher loy ola ola ol. So asher loy ola ola, that it didn't go on at all mikomakim in any shape or form. Yeah, meaning asher loy ola ola ol teaches me that it didn't, that no type of yoke went on it. So in fact, the Martin came out tamad ol. So that's very nice. Just say asher loy ola ola. Why you have to say ol? What type of a yoke? A yoke is sort of being very specific. If you just want to say that nothing was allowed to go on it, and by saying that nothing, asher lo ola ola, that nothing went on it, and that would refer to all types of work, say that. So im kein v'k gemara ma'at tamad amar ol. What are you saying the word ol? So v'k gemara ol. What does ol teach me? Poisel bein b'shas avoda bein shaloi b'shas avoda. That there's an extra din that we're learning out by saying ol. That what? That ol. Pasels being b'shas avoda, whether you're actually doing work, meaning you just merely place the yoke on the animal. Shar avodas, but when it comes to other types of work, non-yoke related work, ein poses el b'shas avoda, would only become pasel when the work was actually done with it. So Mela, we're learning something. Mara's explaining how we're learning out from part of the mitzvah. It says loy ala ala. Ol, we could have just said loy ala ala, and that would teach me all work would render it invalid. Ol is coming to teach me that there's an extra din. There's an extra din by ol. There's an extra din when it's a yoke. That extra word ol is coming to teach us an extra din by yoke. That even if you're not doing work, it still becomes possible by being placed on it. But unlike shara, this that only become possible when you actually do the work. Fine. So now, frek the Gemara like this: a question on the methodology of how we learned it out of the Pesukim. Ve'emo asher loy ola ola klap. And maybe asher loy ola, the words asher loy ola in the pasuk, asher loy ola is a klap. That's meaning that it's a generalized thing. Yeah. What? Meaning that it's called the klal by the klal, right? We're familiar with the thing. So meaning those words would be the klal, would be the more general, open-ended part of the pasuk. Oil, a yoke, prat, is a prat, is an exclusion, is specific. And you just have a klal of prat, meaning not a klal by the klal, so you just have a klal, an open klal, and a prat, which is very specific. So ein b'klal, the only things that are in the klal, the only things that are in this general category, Elamasher Prat, are only those things that are in the Prat, which is oil. So the Gemara is saying oil in, so specifically yolk would be considered work, midiachrini, but other types of work, like, they would be actually excluded by the word oil. Yeah? So everyone follows that's the Gemara's question. I was saying, so first, Gemara is saying right now, how are we learning, you can't learn it out in the first place. All avodas, because this part of the pasuk is a klal, and then you have a klal prat, and all will be the prat, and all will exclude everything. Yeah, klar or not klar? Klar or fine? So the Gemara writes it. The Gemara says it turns. Asher, the word asher ribuyu is a ribuy. So mela, if the word asher is a ribuy, what does that mean? It means if you go back and we can do it again. It means asher is a joke. I don't want to say it that way. Sorry. Yeah, I like better the way you said it. Asher is like a neutralizer when you have a more general word like asher. But so then it basically tells me don't make the klal a prat and just leave it as I guess limudim or maybe make it a klal a prat to klal. I think more that it just sort of neutralizes the klal a prat. Fine.
Is there what you can have sharvodas?
So you're going to learn out sharvodas, and this is the way, right? And this is how we're learning out straight from Parah Aduma. We're not bothering to go with Egla. I mean, there's obviously different Tanoim or Shitas or people that will learn out all that we have Buzz and a whole complicated Mahalach. But right now we're learning out Parah from it itself. Well, the Adina from it itself, and by doing that we are enabling us to have the stringent din of putting a yoke, of just putting the yoke on, and that itself will invalidate the carbon without actually doing any work. And Shara Vaidis, you do have to do work. But it answers the Gemara's original question that if you're learning out of Egla, Egla doesn't have this din, right? He's saying Egla Rufa doesn't have this din. So Para Aduma, where did it get this din from? So we're saying, no, we're not learning that from Egla Rufa, we're learning all the din of Para Aduma from Para Aduma itself. Good.
So really quick question, for the Mekin that holds that you are holding, that you are deriving it from Egla Rufa, do they hold the Shas Avoda, the Lo Shas Avoda?
Apparently they'll have to hold, yeah, the Shas Avoda, that Duma will not become possible if you just put a additional sack on it, you just put something on it, correct. The Tanyanami. And the Gemara says, right, we learned also Gabi Egla. We learned, so now the Gemara is saying, if we don't learn now Paradum from Egla, so let's go to Egla itself and discuss Egla. Egla Rufa, Vitanyanami Gabi Egla. I would just like to review the Pasuk again by Egla Rufa, which is Pasuk Gimel. They're going to take an eagle, a cow, I think, believe it's a female one. Asher lo yubad bo, that didn't have work done with it. Asher lo yimashcha ba'ol, and never pulled a yoke. V'tayin amigav egla, ki hai gavna, this type of situation, this type of lima, this type of methodology. Oh, yo, it says in the Pasuk, all, right? In the yellow, all, everything specifically in all, specifically a yoke. Shara avoidus minayin, how do I know shara avoidus? How do I know other types of work? Would render a egla arufa invalid. Tamid loymar asher loyubadbo. That asher loyubadbo tells me that other works, right? Those words pretty say it out pretty clear. Asher loyubadbo mikol makom. And any type of work. In Cain, in fact, the Gemara, ma tamid loymar all, what I need the word all. Yeah. Oh, paisel bein b'shas avayda, bein b'shalei b'shas avayda. Shara by this ain't paisel b'shas avayda. So Gemara is saying like this: is that loyubadbo teaches me that all work would render the egla rufa invalid. So for Gemara, so why do you need all? Right? What's all coming to teach you? All is coming to teach me the same chiddush that we have at Paraduma, that whether it's b'shas avayda, whether it's shalei b'shas, or even shalei b'shas avayda, you're not doing actual work; you just put something on it, and all would render a egla rufa forbidden and invalid. Yeah, and it's not forbidden, but invalid. Yeah, but
and it's not shara avoda, just
all. Right, not shara avoda, just all. Just same exact thing as part of the what?
You just said in English. You just said not forbidden.
Yeah, nah, sorry, I meant forbidden is not the right word. It's not a forbidden.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
it's just
got it.
Invalid to be used as an egla rufa. Okay. Yeah, just paisel usually means like.
Yeah.
Or not usually, often. Yeah, elo b'shas avoda. Oh, fine. So now, frankly, the same question. Is a klal, right? Those words would be the klal. All is going to be the prat. And then, and it's a klal u prat, aim a klal, masher prat. When you have a klal prat, in the klal is only including what's in the prat, and which the prat is going to be all. So everything specific. Anything ashalubabo doesn't mean any type of work. It would just mean all. So Gemara says all in midachrin yulai, meaning anything that's a yoke, good. Anything else will be excluded. So Gemara says same tarot asher ribuyu. Asher tells you no, include everything. Don't make this kalav prat. Zayim have it. Klar. Mark. Fine. Go weiter.
And all this is not like prat.
Yeah, no, this is like rap. This is going with Shita's rap. It's complicated. We'll discuss it if you want after. Exactly how this comes with rap. But this is the third for Shita's rap. But yeah.
Did we make progress on the initial class?
Did we have? Did you need to Yeah, we answered that already.
Mark and Shah.
What did we say?
We're saying that you don't make that kalav chomer either. It goes two reasons. Either like we saw yesterday, 2 days ago. Okay, well let's do it after. Okay, but Amar Bavo, the Gemara says Amar Bavo boy minei merbi aichon. Mishichas ol bekama. How much is actually schlepping the ol, schlepping the yoke? How much do you need for that? I mean, what's the distance that you need to cover? Amalei kamalei ol. the amount of the ol, however big the yoke is. Is it the width of the yoke or the length? Those, someone from the Rabbanon, Rabbi Yaakov was his name. I heard over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Meshichas oil, the pulling of a yoke, l'rachvay, is the width. How much is it? A tefach. It's a tefach. So for the Gemara, the lema tefach, just say tefach. Yeah, hakamashma, what's it got? No, it's going to teach us an extra thing. Shi'ur the ol, the shi'ur of an ol, is a tefach. A tefach, Abi, is a tefach. Am I enough community? Who cares?
No.
Right? If someone wants to buy an ol or whatever, they want to know exactly how big it is, why, then, you know, ol is a tefach. It's coming to teach us the shear of what an ol is. Okay. Zakhtimor Vaitim. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul said, Vipnei ma'omro toiro hevi eglo benacha. Why did the Torah say to bring an eagle, a calf, in a valley, yeah, the Nacha. Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yomi Davashli also Paris. That's something that never had any Paris. The Yeraf, and let it be decapitated. The Makom She'ein Oise Paris, in a place that cannot make Paris, that can't make fruit. The Chaper, and will be Mechaper, and will atone. Al Misha Loi Hinicho Ilas is Paris, on whoever didn't let him make Paris. So, affecting more of my Paris, what are the Paris that we keep saying? Paris, right? The group. Even a period of river, to let a new period of river, meaning you didn't have any children. Elamiyata, Zokay, Basris. Let's say you find the old guy who wasn't having children anyway, or Sris who wasn't able to have children. Hachanamid, the orphan, you're going to say, okay, you don't make a garupa. Zokdimor, no, what does Paris mean? Paris means Elo mitzvahs. It means that it. Paris means to be able to do mitzvahs in this world. Fine.
Wait.
Yeah?
Who are we talking about? What are we talking about? I mean,
we're talking about why do you do it in this Nachal Eson.
Right. And the Nachal is, it can't give off Paris.
Yeah, it's a place that nothing grows.
Means you can't do mitzvahs there.
Meaning the point is that you cut this guy down and he was able to do mitzvahs, right? You cut off his Paris, so maybe.
It's symbolic.
Correct. It's symbolic.
It's interesting. The logic starts with the eagle. It says Yavodaber Shlo Hasapiros.
And also,
it's not even a year old. How
right.
How does Havamina that it could have Peros?
That's what we're saying. Yavodaber. Let the thing
like
that
this little baby.
We killed the cow before it's able to have a baby. Correct.
Right. So because we know the previously about we're not allowed to work the land. You can't plow and plant, right? You can't plant. Okay, but the whole point is somewhere that that's not gonna.
Correct.
Anyway.
Right. It's still an extra thing, you know. Let's say you know they figure out some technological advances, or they put the soil down. You're not allowed to do it. It'll be the whole area.
What it says that if you bury it somewhere, if you do it somewhere else, it's also okay.
Right, yeah, there we know. It's not ma'akev, correct.
So in that case...
Well, that's what, meaning, this is why the Torah said to do it. You want to know if, that's what it's about. If you want to know if you can't find such a place, there is no such place, fine. Well, that's available, then yeah, you're right, it's not ma'akev.
And in that place, you would not be able to...
That place, you wouldn't be allowed to, correct. That is true.
You know, quality...